This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, we got to be better, and that's the bottom line. And you know, especially in the fundamentals, you know, that's what they do. You know, me and Ramon, we were talking throughout the game, the way we were playing, the way they were playing throughout the series. They ran the bases better than us. They play good defense. Obviously, they pitch, but you know, the little things. You know, minute second, no outs. They move guys over. You know, I think we did a good job today in that aspect. But overall, you know, as far as like the fundamentals and you know, clean baseball, they were a lot better than us.
Very on brand today. We'll get back to Steph Diggs and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Later on in the program, whatever was going on that boat. Thoughts on Drake May and the offense yesterday. Thoughts on Vrabel being tested by Steph Diggs. And your thoughts on that boat video, which has now gone beyond viral. It's turned into a major talking point. 617-779-7937. We have a 60-second plan. Each of us have a 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox. If you want to go on the clock, you can. 617-779-7937. We'll hear all your plans on how to fix the Red Sox. I bet there's a lot of overlap.
I think there might be a lot of overlap
because it's so obvious.
There are some obvious things to do.
It's so obvious how to fix the Red Sox. We want all your plans. We'll give you ours in just a moment. However, Keith, a reminder to all the people out there.
Yes.
We're on our way to Newport after the show.
Yep.
I'll be there a little before Keith tonight, but we'll both be at the landing tonight from 7:30 to 9:30.
Hell yeah.
A little shindig tonight.
I've already been promised one gift.
I've already been promised that I'm on the hook for the dinner bill.
Oh, yeah, so you're paying for dinner. Good luck with that.
Keith is getting a gift from, was it Allen in Nashville?
Yeah.
33 years in the music industry.
And it's something corn-related.
Yes.
The band, not the food.
K-O-R-N, yes.
That's right, backwards R.
Yes.
Hell
just in case you're confused. It's a listening medium out there. So just in case you're confused.
What if it's just like a CD? It's like, here's their fourth studio album, Issues.
I like Nick's theory that it's a lock of a dread. I like that.
Oh, theory. Jonathan Davis dread?
A piece of Jonathan Davis dread.
Maybe it's his bagpipes. I got to hold the bagpipes all night.
It's a smaller gift.
I'm thinking pick. We had a...
Like a guitar pick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Paul on Twitter tweeted at us.
Oh, nice.
As you do on Twitter.
Sure.
He said he's seen Korn 33 times. And he's only gotten one pick.
Man.
And he has a picture of a pick. It says monkey on it and everything.
Wow.
I feel like if you go that many times, you deserve like the mic stand.
Yeah. You should be able to sing a song. Oh, his mic stand. Best
mic stand's cool.
Best mic stand ever.
I'm unaware of this.
It's a topless woman.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, indeed.
Hello.
How am I not
That's
in on
my
this?
My algorithm. Not yours. Mine.
All right. So you're promised a gift tonight.
Yep.
JP in North Providence wants us to stay out a little late so he can come drop by.
All right. Can do.
Ray on Twitter. is he says, Keith, I need you, Billy, and Terp. He leaves out Nick for some reason. Not to interfere when I give Jones an atomic wedgie and throw him off the docks.
Atomic wedgie into the water. Huh?
So get ready for that.
All right.
That's the landing,
brother.
That's the landing tonight. And then we'll be piggybacking on the Greg Hill Road Show tomorrow at the Lobster Bar.
Love it.
In Newport, it's a Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show with Jones and Keith tomorrow, 10 to 2, Lobster Bar, Newport. Again, we'll get to your Red Sox plans here, 617-779-7937. Let's go on the clock. 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox. Right. You want to go first?
I'll go first. Here we go.
Put him on the clock.
All right, first thing I do, I put Alex Cora on the hot seat. If Alex Cora and the Red Sox are not in playoff contention at the All-Star break, he's done. I'm firing him in season if they don't have at least a wild card spot by the All-Star break. The obvious thing would be call up Roman Anthony. So you do that. You do that right away. Here's going to be your new-looking lineup. Christian Campbell, you're already learning to play to first base. You're now the first baseman. Trevor Story, get ready to relearn second base, buddy. You're now the second baseman. Rafael Devers, you are going back to third until Bregman plays. So you're at third base. Marcelo Meyer, you're at shortstop the rest of the way. My outfield is Jaron Duran, Rafaela, and Willy Abreu. Roman Anthony is now the DH. Until Devers moves back to DH, then Roman Anthony takes an outfield spot and Cedon Rafaela becomes a Swiss Army knife. That's what you're doing with that group. I also allow Garrett Crochet to throw over 100 pitches when your bullpen is taxed. That's right. The ace of the team, who was three-time Hoss of the Week here on Jones and Keith, he can throw 100 pitches in a start.
Wow. Really going to let him let it rip there.
Let it rip. He's the ace.
I'm going to tell you, we have a shockingly similar plan.
It's right there in front of you.
It tells you how obvious it is to fix this stupid team.
That's right.
And, it's still early in the off day, Keith. I mean, they got a lot of time to make moves. They could call up Anthony.
That's right.
They could bench people. They could fire people.
Move some positions. Although it feels like the...
It feels like they're going to do nothing.
It feels like
but there is time to do something.
Story's going to stay at short. And Devers is going to stay at DH, and it's going to sort of, and Anthony is going to stay in the minors, and Cora is going to stay as the manager, and then you're going to be like,
they're just going to have their fingers crossed. It's going to go better against Atlanta.
Well, they've had buzzer's luck.
Then it did.
They had buzzer's luck. They lose all these one-run games
against Milwaukee.
How can that happen?
So there you go. That's Keith on the clock. His 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox. You ready?
Yep.
All right, put me on the clock, Nick. Let's fix the Red Sox in 60 seconds. I start by firing Cora. He hasn't made the playoffs since 2021. The team is underachieved. One World Series, .533 win percentage. Same as John Farrell. Alex Cora, you can Spider-Man meme with Farrell while you're waiting for your next job. I tell Devers, get up off your fat ass. Go grab a glove. Take grounders at first and third. You'll get your previous wish of playing third base, finally, until Bregman comes back. Then you're the first baseman for this team. Now your biggest ego, Cora, gone. Your second biggest ego, Devers, is in check. I'm going to call up Roman Anthony. He's the top prospect in baseball. He's mashing in Worcester. He can play the outfield. He can play some DH. He's at the big leagues. I'm moving Trevor Story to second base, which clears the way for Meyer to play short. Campbell can play first until Bregman comes back. Then he moves to second. Outfield is Anthony, Duran, Abreu. Rafael is your utility. Story is eventually on the bench. And I lean on Garrett Crochet. I hope he doesn't break down and carry us to the playoffs. That's how you fix the Red
playoffs.
Sox in 60 seconds.
Yeah, a lot of overlap. The only I'm just of the not Devers at first, but I at least get it. Well, that's, I think, where our biggest differ.
You have Cora on the hot seat, but he's on notice.
Like, dig
your way out or you're out.
Yeah. And I also, how close are you to, if you ask Devers to play third and he says no, and then you ask him a fifth time to play first and he says no, and he's hitting the cover off the ball, at what point do you trade him? Like, consider trading him, make calls about trading him? Because if he's hitting really well and a team says, we'll just take him as a DH, might not be a sell low.
Not to give him an out. No, I agree with that. Not to give him an out. Isn't that a way easier move to make in the offseason? Like, that's probably a tough one to make at the deadline. Not impossible.
Yeah, probably. I think somebody with, like, all that term, right? It's not like a rental. But, I mean, if a team wants to make a massive splash in season.
I think in season you just limit your
options.
Tough. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Mets would be in. I'm sure other teams would be in. But you're talking about teams that are really in it with a big payroll that are willing to take on salary. The offseason, I think you open yourself up to more. But I personally, I'd be fine with it. I mean, if he is hamstringing your roster right now. Your roster is, let me put that in past tense, hamstrung because of him. And you're playing the Nick Sogards of the world. David Hamilton's never played third. He's doing that in a game. And you're doing it because Devers won't move. So, yeah, Devers is hitting. And you could say, well, just hit. I don't care where you play. I'm not in that camp.
No.
He's ruining two other positions on the field because he won't move. He has Roman Anthony blocked in AAA
because he won't move. So that's a it's not just about how he's producing. It's the production he's preventing by staying at DH and selfishly not even taking a ground ball, which, you know, Keith, I was wrong about this. I thought on the last homestand we would at least get the optics of him shuffling over and taking a grounder first.
He's not playing the field.
No. He doesn't want to anyway, although Cora has the door more ajar at first than at third, which remains mind-boggling.
beyond strange.
We get the same text over and over and over and over and over again.
All right.
From a
love the consistency.
Rhode Island number. Perhaps we'll see you, sir or ma'am.
Hopefully we do.
At the landing tonight or at the lobster bar tomorrow. It's a 401 number. They tell us we're drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, we're not.
We're too easy on Breslow. I mean, basically, he's saying Breslow put the roster together and we should put more blame on the GM. I think this goes way beyond a talent issue, but are we going too easy on Breslow?
I don't know. I mean, Madfo was in here earlier, and he was ripping the team left and right. But he correctly pointed out, this offseason, Breslow signed Bregman, signed Chapman, lesser returns Walker Buehler, and traded for Garrett Crochet. That all seems like a win to me.
Those are, like, outside of Devers, your best players.
Those guys, right. It's your best pitcher, your closer, and your second-best hitter until he got hurt. So, like, those were all good moves. I would say both Breslow and Cora together fumbled the communication with Devers, and it really backfired on him. And I would even put it more on Cora because who knows the player better? Who knows how he might react? First of all, Cora's a human. I don't know if Breslow is. He's a robot. I don't know if he'd really understand emotions like that.
But I think Breslow's poor communication was in the lead up to signing Bregman. That's fine if you want to put that on Breslow. Everything since is on the manager, to me. And I actually applaud Breslow for going into the clubhouse and trying to meet with Devers. I give him credit for that because Cora refused to do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't even
do
it.
So the initial communication, you're right. Some of that's on Breslow for sure. Everything since, that's on Cora.
Yeah.
And that really is the fireable offense. It's not just the in-game management of the bullpen and, pinch hitting for this guy and pinch running for that guy, and it blows up in your face. And even the poor defense and the poor approach, like, all of that's on Cora on some level. But the whole way he's handled Devers, that to me is what's fireable.
I do blame Breslow for just zero playing at first base after Casas.
That's
and
fair.
It's not exactly Mr. Iron Man that you're replacing. I mean, it's not like you had Cal Ripken. You're like, well, we never thought somebody was going to play there.
But what if the plan was they're like, well, Devers will go there. If anybody gets hurt, will do it.
But your plan can't be just like kept quietly in your head. You need to communicate that plan and get like the okay from
that's fair.
From the actual replacement.
That's fair.
So that was a miss. Is it only Breslow's decision as to why Roman Anthony isn't up? Because this is where, if the texter wants to start blaming Breslow for stuff, then maybe I would assume Alex Cora would want the best players available to him in his dugout.
I don't put that on Cora. Yeah. Maybe this is where I've gone too easy on Breslow. I think that's really more of an ownership thing. I mean, ownership wants to manage these contracts a certain way and, you know, manipulate service time. But Breslow's probably on board with that.
But he did say, like, he must. So even if Henry, who actually, I don't even know if Henry could name the prospects. But if you were like.
But Henry wants to save money.
He wants to save money. Yeah. That's for sure. But when Bregman got hurt, Breslow must have cleared it with Henry. And was like, well, we're calling Meyer up. And he's like, yeah, call Meyer up. So then Meyer gets called up. The team is bottoming out. You can't then go to him. It's like, it's the equivalent of a big injury and be like, hey, we need Roman Anthony.
It's true.
I would think he would say, sure.
So you heard our plans. They weren't quite a Venn diagram, but there's a lot of overlap.
Yes.
Cora's on notice and or fired. Yes. Roman Anthony's up with the big club. Story's on his way to the bench. Rafaela's on his way to the bench. Devers is going to play somewhere, hopefully, in the field. You can jump in with your plan. 617-779-7937. Nick, let's put Gary in Milford
Gary.
On the clock. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great to talk with you.
Great, sure.
Two quick points. I think Cora is trying to shoot his way out of town. I've always loved Cora, but I don't think he's handling the bullpen or the pitching staff well this year. But my real reason for calling is the lineup. I would love to have Campbell at first, Rafaela at second, Marcelo Meyer definitely at short, and then Bregman when he comes back at third. And then you have Anthony in left, Duran in center, and, of course, Abreu in right. What do you think?
Okay. I think that's... First of all, great timing. Impeccable timing.
I like it. Now, obviously, Bregman... So you still need to solve third for right now. I think long-term, Correct. Yeah, Bregman's your guy, and Devers can DH. I think right now, you still need a third baseman. I do like how his plan does not involve Trevor Story.
Yeah, so Trevor Story,
that's
to
a
me,
good one.
Trevor Story to me moves to second short term. I want Meyer at short,
but he's on alert.
Yeah, he's on alert, and to me, Devers go play third. I mean, that's my third base solution.
Would you rather have Rafaela every day at second or Story every day at second?
If Anthony's on the big club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said yesterday Rafaela's the guy I demote, and he had a good day, but he also ran into an out.
No, true.
And by demote, I mean move to the bench. I think Rafaela on the infield makes the more sense the more we talk about it.
I think so,
although
too.
Story did get a hit in extra innings.
I screwed everybody
I
that
lost
took
my
the no
bet
hit.
Against the junk-balling lefty
the
in
no
extra
hit.
Innings.
Yeah.
It ruined my plus 100 bet. Just flush at hams.
I'm sorry to
but
hear
yeah,
that.
But, yeah, I think Story either way is on. I mean, he's getting interviewed and with Sean McAdam, which he did yesterday or the day prior, about how much of a struggle it's been and how hard he's trying, and that's great. You're trying really hard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You might have, A, never been good outside of Coors,
that's
and
true.
B, you might just be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can go to the bench. I don't care how much they paid you. Go to the bench.
I think Rafaela, because I don't think you want every one of your guys playing multiple spots all the time. Rafaela did it last year, and defensively he did it well. He actually also had a ton of RBI, but he was good in the field. So I would make him the one guy that moves. I think I would lock in Campbell, I'd lock in everybody, and then say, all right, if there's six games in a week, Rafaela maybe plays three of them. You know, give Story a break at second, give Abreu a break, give Duran a break or whatever. I know Duran plays almost every day, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like one of those, like you can jump in and still play a decent amount. And then that way, instead of like six guys playing multiple positions, you limit it to one.
Yeah, and look, you want to blame Breslow for something while we're talking about Rafaela. And we mentioned this early in the show, but I'll direct it to Breslow. I mean, he's the one who handed out the extension to Bayo. He's the one who handed out the extension to Rafaela. He's the one who handed out the extension to Campbell, which is much smaller sample size, and maybe you still feel better about that one. Those are three extensions that have not worked. So I'll put that on Breslow for sure.
How soon are you sending Campbell back down to the minors to figure stuff out? It's getting pretty dicey. And, like, the throw yesterday is one thing, but he's not even hitting. Like, I would take...
I just think they need him.
Well, but he's...
I know he's not doing anything, but then what? David Hamilton?
You swap him for Von Grissom.
More Trevor...
No, but it's,
yeah,
it's,
I don't want to do any of that.
But like, it's almost more for Campbell's sake.
I get that.
Like, is he for the month of May, you ready for this?
I'd go a longer leash. I would go a longer leash on him.
So, again, OPS is a stat that a lot of people use. Both statisticians and laymen use OPS.
Sure.
Famously, it is on base plus slugging.
Yeah, these are two numbers added together.
So you take whatever your on base may be.
It should be a high number.
And whatever your slugging may be. And you add them together.
Yeah.
Do you know what, for the month of May, Christian Campbell's OPS is?
I'm going to guess, no. It's under 700, that's for sure. Six something?
What if I told you it was 335?
Not great, Bob.
Dude, 335.
I'd tell you, where'd you get my beer league softball numbers from is what I would tell you.
335.
Yeah.
What's Aaron Judge's batting average?
Or maybe I have a shorter lead.
401 now,
I have a shorter lead. Yeah, Aaron Judge is hitting 400. This guy's OPS is 3-something for the last month.
There are six guys in the major. No, look, there are seven guys in the majors with a higher batting average than
seven!
Campbell's OPS
nice.
For the month.
Here's what I would do. I would stop moving him all over the place.
Same.
And that I would do.
Pick a spot.
And then if that doesn't solve the hitting woes, then you got to send him down. When is that? Is that 2 weeks? I don't know. But
Rookie Jacob Wilson's hitting 353.
I would give him more time. Oh, yeah, no, that's a guy. Came right up.
Rookie of the year favorite.
Helping the ace. They weren't afraid to call him up.
Nope, Sacramento having a
they
nice time.
They called up everybody.
Yeah, they're like, we don't have any players.
It's true.
We're playing in the minor league stadium anyway. We might as well
That's
promote
a good
all these guys.
When you already play in a minor league stadium, I guess that does feel a little different. 617-779-7937. Those are our solutions to fix the Red Sox in just 60 seconds. If you missed it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll take your thoughts as well. You can go on the clock for 30 seconds. Again, you know the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
One word to describe the Patriots offense on the practice field here today would be, for me, uneven. Had some fine moments. Second unit, fine moments. First unit, Drake May and Hunter Henry looking good at times, but also, Tom, just disjointed, some really head-scratching incompletions. The last competitive snap of the day for the first group was a fumbled snap. So you're kind of ending on a dud. It's just uneven. That's sort of the word I'm settling on today.
We have an update on Steph Diggs, which we'll get to.
Do we really?
Well, it's really more of a Cardi B update.
All right.
Which we'll get to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll get back to all the latest on Steph Diggs. And turns out his girlfriend, we assume.
Yes.
I don't know all the complexities of their relationship.
Seems like they are an official item.
The story I'm looking at refers to him as her beau.
Okay.
B-E-A-U.
Was it a French story?
It is from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
Don't shoot the messenger on this one, Keith.
Well, I think we
have an update coming your way.
All right, good.
At 1 o'clock. In the meantime, that was Phil Perry describing the day at OTAs yesterday. It was a quote-unquote uneven performance for the offense. That is progress. I mean, that's way better than four picks. Even all acknowledge that. Yeah.
I still don't love what I'm reading about the offense. Now, it's early. It's a brand new offense. Drake May hasn't played for Josh McDaniels. They don't have a party boy there. Steph Diggs out on the field yet. He wasn't even present for OTAs. So I understand it could look a lot better, but let's evaluate what we've seen. Media's been there for two of these passing camps, OTAs, the last couple of weeks. He threw four picks last week. Yesterday he was 9-for-17. Offense was, again, quote-unquote uneven. He had a fumbled snap. I think it's way too early to panic, but I think it's fair to say the offense doesn't sound like it's doing great so far.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, like Mike Vrabel even himself said, you know, all this stuff matters. He takes into account performance. Like, you wouldn't be out there if it didn't matter. If it was like, oh, just when the game starts, that's what it is. I think especially when you have a group that is so new and you have a new offense and a new offensive coordinator for all these guys, every little bit counts. And, yeah, it's May. Like, you know, these no pads, like it's way different than what it's going to be come August. And then, you know, once you get into the regular season, for sure. But every little bit, you're like, all right, you got to start somewhere. And so as long as you're showing like a little bit of improvement, I guess you could take that as like a positive sign. But yeah, no, there's a lot of like unknown when it comes to this offense and what it's going to look like. You can assume that Drake May is going to take a big step forward because you're like, oh, it looks like a more competent offense. There's no guarantee of it, though.
You think Vrabel wants to put a lot on May? I know we're kind of reading between the lines with things that he said. I'm with you, though. That's not how they ran their offense in Tennessee. At his introductory press conference, he talked about, like, you know, teams that are efficient running the football and stuff like this, and we gotta disrupt opposing QBs, rather, and you got to be efficient in the passing game. You got to supplement that with the run. Like, I don't get the sense he wants to put a lot on Drake May.
I really don't think so either. I think in a perfect world, they're running the ball really well, and they are a good defense. And they don't have Derrick Henry, but, you know, I think they still have backs. Like, he was talking up Ramondre Stevenson the other day.
Stevenson, by the way, was there yesterday.
Yeah, so he's back. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think he wants to, because he even said early on, now, it wasn't some of the cliche stuff where you roll your eyes, where like, we're going to play smash mouth football and like punch in the snout. Like, it wasn't that, but it was
trending towards that.
It was more that than not. It was like, you know, if you can have like 20, 25 good passes in a game as opposed to like, you know, 30, I don't think they're going to like let him rip. Now, it's still modern NFL. You can't win throwing for under like 200 yards a game. And Vrabel knows that. Like, Vrabel's best seasons, they had A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown had a great year or a great couple of years with those guys. But, yeah, overall, I think now, he also had a bunch of different offensive coordinators in Tennessee.
Oh, it was like
right? Three or four different guys.
I think he had 4 in 6 years. So, basically, it changed every year or at the most every other year. Yeah.
So, now you have McDaniels, and you look back at his track record, and, you know, a lot of it's with Brady. But then there's plenty of years with other quarterbacks, too. And so, what he likes to do as well. But I would say, overall, Vrabel's going to be more conservative than maybe we would want him to be, or maybe even more than Drake May would want to be.
And the first month of the year, not to jump the gun on the Diggs conversation, which we'll circle back to, but the first month of the year, I'm not anticipating Diggs being out there much. I mean, Kendrick Bourne had a similar injury at a similar time. Bourne's younger, by the way. Not as good of a receiver as Diggs in his prime, obviously. But Bourne didn't come back until I think it was October 6th. So I bet Diggs will be back for the Buffalo game week 5. Maybe he's even back week 4. But I think, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I've thought this from even before they signed him, I don't think he's going to be ready week 1.
Mm.
And so that might be the kind of thing that grows and evolves over the course of the year, Keith. Like, what we see week 1 against the Raiders might be very different than what we see in December, but they may not have the opportunity to really put a lot on Drake May if it's really, for all intents and purposes, basically the same wide receiver room as a year ago. I mean, before Diggs gets out there, we're still looking at Pop Douglas and Kendrick Bourne and maybe Kayshawn Booty. Who knows how much we're going to see out of Kyle Williams early in the year. Mac Hollins, I imagine, has a role, but what is that, a 3 or 4 receiver? I mean, you might be relying largely on the same guys in the passing game to start the year if Diggs isn't ready to go.
So last year, only 6 guys threw for 4,000 or more yards. So, like, I don't think Drake May is going to be 4,000 yards passing.
Who were they, just out of curiosity?
Joe Burrow threw for almost 5. Then Goff, my guy Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so there is more of an avenue into that club than I would assume. But I guess he's out of that group, yeah.
The next group down is Mahomes, Rodgers, Herbert. So it was like, all right, because the Chargers might actually be a good comparison. We're like, they have the guy who can do it.
I think they're a great comparison.
And like, Herbert didn't throw
individually,
any picks last year.
Individually, it's a great comp, yeah. I think, for May. Probably he's closer to Herbert probably than Josh Allen. Herbert's way more athletic, sneaky athletic than I think a lot of people realize.
He's like a truck.
Right. Josh Allen hits you over the head with it, with his athleticism. But Herbert's very athletic. And the coaches, to me, are very similar. First year, a year ago, with Harbaugh and Herbert. This year, first year with Vrabel and May, and Harbaugh wants to run the ball. But they evolved over the course of the year and threw it way more in the second half of the year. So that is a really good
analogy. It is amazing. I mean, the two high-end comps for Drake May coming out were Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert averaged 227.6 yards a game passing. 227?
Doesn't seem like
Josh
much.
Josh Allen, in an MVP season, averaged 219.5. So like 220, when you think about modern-day NFL, you're like 220 passing yards is like not – a crazy number. Now, those guys can also run, and in the case of Herbert, he only threw three picks. Josh Allen, I think, only threw six. So you got to keep that. If you're not going to throw it a lot, you can't throw any picks. But maybe that would be more – I think you'd be more inclined to see that, where if Drake May throws for 220, 225 in a game, one touchdown or two touchdowns, no picks – and then they run the ball well. I think Vrabel will sign up for that 100 times.
1,000%.
Rather than, oh, we got to get into a shootout. And we're like, shootout with what? Kyle Williams and like Kendrick Bourne? Like, I don't know if you're equipped to do that.
I don't think it's Javon Baker.
Yeah.
And Jalen Polk.
Because I think that was one of the issues with Allen last year, honestly, was like he didn't have Steph Diggs.
Yep.
Nobody else really stepped up. So he had to run. He had to put a lot of the offense on himself. They had a good running game overall. But, like, how was he going to get to 300 yards every week with the guys that he has? So, as great as he is, MVP season, you don't need to throw it like that.
No, and he didn't have the personnel to do it, which is similar here. I mentioned Baker, just to bring this up again. Mike Vrabel walked off the field yesterday with Javon Baker after practice and continued to coach him based on one play, which is a novel concept to me. I'm reading from Mike Reese. Like, the coach is actually coaching these guys.
Sweet.
I don't feel like, not to pile on Mayo, but I don't feel like there was a lot of that going on last year. What happened is Baker caught a deep pass and appeared, in Reese's words, to push off on the defender.
Got it. So offensive pass interference.
But he did actually catch one, which we should give him credit for,
Keith.
I
like that.
Because I saw the video from Freeze Pops yesterday. We ran it earlier on Twitch.
Yeah, he didn't catch
it. Where him and Polk were the first two through the line, drop.
Tough start.
Not with defenders on them.
No.
Just
or even equipment on.
Blocking,
they're just wearing helmets.
Blocking. What were those? Blocking, not sled.
Dummies?
Yeah, exactly. Blocking dummies. So he caught a pass. He did appear to push off, and then he celebrated afterwards.
Good. I wonder what he did.
Probably because he was shocked he caught one.
Gritty?
Yeah, probably hit him with the gritty. An homage to Mac.
Or he did like a big fake like snort. Like a big like
snort. Oh, one of those. Line,
like the soccer players do sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like, not now.
They're
too
out,
soon.
They're outlawing.
After the dig stuff.
Thanks, John Morant. They're outlawing all the cool celebrations.
Yeah, so maybe not a gun stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Vrabel wanted him back in the huddle quickly, and he let him know that in decisive terms. So he yelled at him in real time. He's like, get back over here.
Yeah.
And then he still was coaching him coming off the field. I don't see how Baker, even if Diggs isn't ready, we went through this earlier, I don't see how Baker or Polk are on the team.
Baker does not really have much of an avenue, I don't think, to make the team outside of Diggs starts the year on pup and maybe somebody else gets hurt. Like, well, not to go down that road.
Fine.
But that's
another
what it would
injury
be.
Beyond Diggs, maybe. But
so
if Diggs is out, then Booty's probably on the team.
Just to paint the picture again, Javon Baker, in all likelihood, committed offensive pass interference, taunting, and delay a game.
all in one rip. Yeah, but they can only get you for one.
No,
they can throw a bunch of flags, but they can only get you for one.
They're all offsetting.
Yeah.
15 yards from the previous spot. Still first down. Yeah, that's a tough go. But yeah, it is a numbers game, and it's funny because the last 2 weeks in a row, we've played the Mike Vrabel quick Q&A that he's done at practice, and two different reporters asked him about like the crowded receiver room, which I get Vrabel's response. He's like, every team in the league has 90 guys.
Yeah,
everything's
like,
crowded.
Everybody's got 10, 12 guys in the room.
Yeah.
But that was his way of being like, the room kind of sucks.
The room does kind of stink. But yeah, it is a numbers game. Polk got opportunities last year and could not capitalize. And then Baker just didn't. And Wolf drafted both of those guys. Vrabel has no commitment to either one. So he could say, all right, let's get rid of both these guys. Or maybe he likes one more than the other. We'll see. Because I think this, in a weird way, could be good for Baker. So he got one-on-one attention from the coach.
Yep.
How does he respond? If he comes out and has like a bunch of good practices, maybe Vrabel's like, this guy actually listened to me.
Got something out of him, right?
If he doesn't, then he's, like, see you later.
He's celebrating and then dropping passes.
Yeah, I specifically told you not to do that.
I'm with you. You said this earlier. I think Baker's got a better chance of making the team than Polk. I know Polk has the higher draft capital.
More of an unknown.
But Polk was so bad last year.
Oh, he stunk.
Baker at least has the upside of we really don't know. Bad sign he couldn't get on the field.
Yeah.
But we really don't know. All right, we got an update on the Steph Diggs situation.
What's going on there?
Doesn't sound like Cardi B is thrilled with her man.
Well, I don't but she was there.
I don't want to start any rumors, but, you know, maybe former
You're
man.
Rumor mongering.
I don't want a rumor monger, but just, you know, maybe former man. So we'll get to that coming up. Plus,
come on,
it's a Thursday, 12:45. More often than not, that means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we have a double mini madness.
A double like mini madness?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the last time we, on Tuesday, we had just, you know, one story.
Mm-hmm.
We have two.
Okay, the news story kind of became the story on Tuesday. Yeah. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, but we have two today. Okay.
Do you want the one that involves an animal or the one that involves an animal? They both have animals. It's a trick question.
All right.
They're all Twix.
I'll go with the animal.
All right. We're going to start with a story down in Florida.
Developing story today. Deputies are looking for a man who they say snatched a baby gator from a mini golf business.
From a mini golf business?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a mini golf course. Not just was out on the course.
No, business.
From the business. Okay.
He snatched, because obviously mini golf courses have baby alligators.
I imagine most small businesses in Florida probably just, they got a baby gator somewhere.
So I'm going to steal that
gator. You may have to ask a guy to go see it, but I imagine at most places there's a baby gator.
You look around.
Yeah.
Like,
You're like, it's not prominently featured, but I know there's one here. Like,
go to the seventh hole, take a left. Don't go to eight. Take a left.
No.
Like, what the hell? There's a bunch of gators there. So, yeah, so this guy stole a baby alligator.
All right.
What'd you do with it? Do you sell it?
Well, I don't know.
Are people in the market for it?
Story telling us?
That's the end of the story. No, there's more to the story.
I was going to say.
Deputies are looking for a man who they say snatched a baby gator from a mini golf business. And the whole thing was caught on camera.
Oh,
you can see the man walk up to the pond where the alligator was being kept. The man used what looked to be a makeshift fishing pole to catch it.
Got to give him some points for that. He caught a baby gator with a fishing pole?
Yeah, well, they go after. I mean, you ever watch Swamp People? I mean, these things go after, like, raw chicken. They'll come right after.
Yeah, but raw chicken's a lot different than, like, a fishing pole.
What? You don't think he baited the hook?
With a chicken?
A raw chicken.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how you catch these things.
Yeah,
they love it.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I still don't really
big
understand
gator.
What he's doing.
Big gators love it.
Okay, I mean, he snatched a baby gator.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
You can see the man walk up to the pond where the alligator was being kept. The man used what looked to be a makeshift fishing pole to catch it. By the way, this happened early Monday morning in Port Richey. Deputies say he then rode off on a blue bike with the gator wrapped in a cloth, and they're still trying to figure out who the guy is.
Now that.
He's at large. Yeah, so who got it? No, he got away.
He's like one of the guys who got out of the prison in New Orleans. They're still out there.
At large.
Wow.
I think all those guys have been caught.
Oh, I thought I saw there were still two. Did they catch them all?
I think so. They caught somebody's grandma for sending them money.
Oh, my mistake. I didn't mean to put any more lies out there. So this man is still at large. He wrapped the gator up in a what? A tarp? What did they say?
I don't love that.
A cloth?
Yeah.
By the way, this happened early Monday morning in Port Richey. Deputies say he then rode off on a blue bike with the gator wrapped in a cloth.
So if you see a guy on a blue bike,
wrapped
up in one of those blue bikes you rent.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think he rented it. I'm guessing he stole it.
Don't leave any evidence.
But it's Florida. I could absolutely see him just renting it and going, steal the gator and coming back.
It's like, what do you do? Like, then what?
Well,
I don't know what the end game is, and we still don't know.
Hopefully the gator's okay. He's selling it on the black market. What do you mean?
Maybe he just wanted a pet.
So
inside job.
I was just going to say, my question is, how do you even know the gator is there? Inside job.
Yeah. No, I guess that's
free promotion for the business.
Now
we're talking. We're going to get on the news. We're going to be the mini golf place with the stolen gator.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, droves and droves of people are here to play mini golf.
True.
Port Richey, when you're in the area, that's where you're going to play. Inside job.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
Or he just takes them home, flip the script, and he just stays with them forever. Like that other guy that in upstate New York, they stole the alligator. He had it for like 20 years.
Just best buds.
He's like, would you bring kids in there? He's like, well, yeah, if they wanted a picture. I'm like, well, no, sir, you can't. We're not doing that. All right, this next story, I kind of did give it away a little bit, but you can still play the guessing game.
Okay.
Here. So we got this.
Meanwhile, a Delta Airlines flight was delayed twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane.
Okay.
unruly passengers.
Two unruly or unlikely passengers.
Unlikely, I'm sorry.
So a flight got delayed because of two unlikely
passengers. So you're telling me one of these passengers is an animal? That's what you're telling me?
Or maybe two.
Two of them?
Maybe both.
Okay, wait, let's hear it.
Perhaps both.
Meanwhile, a Delta Airlines flight was delayed twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane.
Do you have a guess as to what they are? It's not a human. It's not a bad human.
If there's two of them.
It's not a gator either, I'll tell you that. It's not a double gator story.
Gators are
not gator
out.
Madness.
If there's two of them, lobsters made for life. Maybe it's two lobsters.
Yeah. They
on
come
the plane.
They come in a tandem. Yeah.
Twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane. We're talking a pair of pigeons.
Pigeons on a plane, Jones.
Right
two pigeons on a plane.
Okay.
What would your reaction be if you're walking down the plane, you just put your suitcase in the overhead, you slide into your seat, and then there's two rats with wings flying around inside the plane?
I mean, I wouldn't love it.
No.
So are they're flying around?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw footage of this the other day on the news. I didn't realize that's what they were.
They were active pigeons.
Active pigeons.
Yeah, they're flying around.
The chaos began shortly after boarding when a pigeon began flying around the cabin. There you see him there. It was removed by the ground crew, but as the plane taxied out for takeoff, a second bird appeared.
Oh boy.
Delta has apologized for the disruption to the flight, which was going from Minneapolis to Madison, Wisconsin.
Like, sorry.
It's a short flight. I'd just be
it's a quick flight.
I'd be like, just deal with the pigeons. That's a quick flight.
Yeah, Terp has it now if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube.
So
there's just a lot of activity. The plane's full, so like they're ready to go. This idiot trying to catch it in a jacket. Like, sir, sit down.
Well, that's a good Samaritan, I think. You don't think
good
that's
Samaritan?
A guy? That's a guy trying to help everyone.
Is he doing
guys,
too much?
Guys, we got we want to take off. We got business meetings to get to.
Guys, I'll get it.
Madison, Wisconsin. I got big business to take care of in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to let this fly. I think that guy's a hero.
He's not. He didn't even get the pigeon.
But he tried to be.
I don't know. The bird's flying around. I think you just angered the bird. Let somebody else show it.
That's a good point. It's like,
did he knock it down, actually?
Like, yeah.
No, I don't think he did.
He's like Devers at first base.
That's true.
I was going to say, it's like Devers trying to play first. He tried, but it was not. Didn't go well.
Would you go?
He definitely made contact.
Is that the play if you're trying to get a pigeon down? You just take your jacket and spread it out like that?
I imagine it's now caked in pigeon poop. I think that's how they work. So
I think I pop a sneaker off
if it's
and
a
just slap down at it. Like a giant bug or something. Don't you think? He's like trying to catch it in his jacket.
I like how he just...
That's not the
point. That guy is just chomping away on gum, Joe Mazzulla style.
He is.
Look at him. He's just
a
like,
maniac.
He's just like, let me get this thing.
He's like, I've been waiting my whole life for a situation like this.
He's ready for it. He's like, oh, God, buy me this time. I'm ready for it now if it comes back by. Look at him. Just chomping away.
They should at least throw you like a free like sandwich or something on the flight. They're like, oh, sorry about the delay because we let birds on.
I'd imagine they give you something.
They should throw you something.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi's free, everybody. Go crazy.
Anyway? What was it?
Aren't the meals usually free?
Dude,
nothing's
free.
Snacks.
Oh, okay. So peanuts.
Typically
crackers
are free. Although Southwest.
Not even sometimes.
Southwest is charging you for bags now.
Dude, I'm still sore from my Spirit Airlines flight. Jiminy Cricket. What'd he say?
He said, go on.
in a bad way. Damn. Sore in a bad way.
Yeah, no, you still are.
I couldn't fit in the seat. I couldn't fit in the seat. And then
seats are getting smaller. It's a real...
They charge you for everything.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you want to turn your air on? $9. I'm like, they're my air on for $9. I'm sitting there sweating.
No chance I would pay for that.
No, I didn't pay for the air.
No chance. I'm fighting for all the elbow room I can get. I wouldn't pay.
I had none.
Wouldn't pay a dime. I already bought these flights. Wouldn't pay a dime.
Two people next to me.
I could be starving. It doesn't matter. If they charged me for my air, I'd be sweating bullets.
I'm
wouldn't,
like, fine.
Wouldn't pay a dime.
Cross-country flight. I'm like, I'll just sweat this out. Smashed into the window, sitting next to two manatees. Nice people, but like just enormous.
They're nice manatees.
Manatees,
yeah, is what they were.
I locked eyes with them too as they were coming down the aisle.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
you better not be 23A and B up there. 23A and B. There I am, and I'm crunched.
They're both in 23A
Couldn't
and
move.
B.
For sure,
they float over into.
Oh
each.
My God, that was awful.
Okay.
So actually, you know what? If it was either that or pigeons, give me the pigeons all day long.
I don't even think the pigeons were that bad.
No. They will drop a lot of feces, and they're ripe with disease. The pigeons?
Yeah.
Ripe.
Oh, they're eating all kinds
covered
of
covered in
they're
disease.
They're eating anything they can find.
That's walking around in their own poop.
It's not great.
They're flying rats.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Anyway.
What do we call this? A double dip? A
double madness.
Double,
mini madness.
Double creature feature.
Yes.
Really is what it was.
Baby alligator and some pigeons.
In the madness.
Sorry.
Kiefer, I'll tell you what. Maybe the guy was on that flight. He said, I got a way to catch these pigeons. Baby gator.
Baby gator, get them.
Let me
snap them up.
Let me get them. I'll chow them right down. Okay, let's get back to Steph Diggs. How big of an issue is the video on the boat? His absence from OTAs yesterday, and I'll tell you who thinks it's an issue.
Oh, boy.
That'd be Cardi B.
Oh, no.
Let's get to her with all your thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.